Hi, this is on Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Ms. Bradley's date of birth is well, before I give you the date of birth, today is 12/15/2025. The date is for 12/13. It was on a Saturday. Patient will be, this face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director. Patient was seen for sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation. Patient's care was discussed with Glenn Henry, who's her son, who's living with her to take care of her at this time. Patient is currently in her... in her second benefit period, extending from 10/8/2025 to 1/5/2026. Okay, period. Let's start with saying Ms. Bradley is a computer's not loading up. I'm sorry. One second. Date of birth is 11/30/1939. This is on Susan Bradley still. And, oh my gosh, hang on, dang it. Start with saying this is an 86-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain, period. Her son Henry has moved in to take care of her, period. He's very resentful about the fact that he has to put his life on hold and would probably benefit from provider services and a visit from social work services, period. She also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atherosclerotic heart disease, coronary artery disease, stent placement, stents in place, status angioplasty, and graft placement in the heart, in the coronary, related to coronary heart disease, acute myocardial infarction, chronic renal disease, period. Patient lost weight, most likely related to cardiac cachexia, period. Her max started at 25.4, period. Patient is has chronic pain, period, in the leg area with shortness of breath, period. Patient is confused at times. Patient's PPS is at now 30%, period. Her FAST score is at 7C, period. The confusion is multifactorial, both related to her senile degeneration of the brain as well as other comorbidities, period. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is total care, which is also difficult for Mr. Glenn to perform and would benefit from provider services, period. Patient is only oriented to person at this time, period. Patient, Mr. Glenn tells me that patient's taking a turn for worse, period. She's not eating very much, period. Her appetite is diminished to 20 to 30% of her food, period. Patient is continuing to lose weight, which he's concerned about, period. Patient also has had a history of stroke, which has made her transfers almost impossible, period. Okay, go back up on top where I said the MAC started at 25.4 and put down, and next to it put down, due to her weight loss, her MAC is now at, damn it, they didn't write it down, darn it, okay, I mean, hang on. Consistent with the 10-pound weight loss and a 1.5-centimeter decrease in her MAC, period. Given natural progression of her disease, Ms. Bradley most likely has less than 6 months to live, and Ms. Bradley continues to remain hospice appropriate. Provider services will be discussed with social work, and a visit from social work is necessary to evaluate Henry Glenn's, in parentheses, son's involvement in mom's care and help with the care of his mom with diminished PPS and worsening condition. And despite getting care from hospice nurses and aides, provider services may be very beneficial if patient qualifies. Thank you.